On Shabbos, we read about the destructive forces of Korach and his cohorts. The parsha begins, Vayikach Korach, and Korach took. The pasuk does not reveal to us what he took. It's very ambiguous. Rashi explains that Korach had the power of speech, and with his persuasive words was able to, quote-unquote, take people with him. He was charming and charismatic, and was able to captivate and sway 250 people, amongst them members of the Sanhedrin, the most prominent leaders in Klal Yisrael, to join his revolt against Moshe Rabbeinu. They ultimately joined Korach's agenda and became his followers. It used to be the rebbes of the generation, or the leader of the community, only because they earned the honor and respect of their congregants, became influencers. And subsequently, their chassidim and their followers relied and leaned on their leader, seeking their advice and counsel, and they followed them blindly, because they believed that the Rebbe either had Ruach HaKodesh, or had a greater perspective on life, or was well-versed in Jewish law and proper and moral and ethical conduct. However, today, we live in a world where everyone can be a leader and an influencer. We live in the world of social media, a world where we are exposed to the power of influencers. Ordinary people, or in some cases nefarious individuals, who rack up tens of thousands of followers around the world, and their enthusiastic audience follows their lead from the choice of clothing to wear, products to purchase, and destinations to travel. And after a while, they own their followers. They will even affect their audience's beliefs and values, and their politics and their principles. They try to exploit their followers for their financial or political gain. We live in a world where we can't even form our own opinions anymore. Based on what channel or podcast we subscribe to, that becomes our position as well. We can't even think for ourselves anymore. The anchors or the host's views and perspectives now become our opinions. And for the most part, their views and ideologies are unsubstantiated. But they still find their way into people's hearts and minds, insidiously having a negative impact on their followers. In just the past few days, we have all witnessed how political influencers have rallied the progressive mob to openly defy the Supreme Court of the most powerful country in the world, because they were not satisfied with a ruling that they disagreed with. They used the power of their position to incite and galvanize millions of people around the country to protest and vilify the justices that ruled, using the articles of the Constitution to rectify an erroneous ruling that was perpetrated a half a century ago, when the court created the right, where none existed, to protect an action favored by progressives. Then we have the most powerful leader in the House using the power of our pulpit, instead of exercising our responsibility to preach tolerance and acceptance of our democratic institutions, to openly advocate disobedience and defiance. This is the power and the potency of influencers. The Torah tells us, Korach was the quintessential negative influencer, and with his shrewd and cunning character, was able to persuade the most revered people in Klal Yisrael to follow his revolt against the person who was appointed by Hashem himself, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishnah says in Avos, Harchek mishachin ra, distance yourself from a bad neighbor. It used to mean, be careful of that bad neighbor on your block or in your bungalow colony. However, in the 21st century, it means, distance yourself from negative and destructive influencers. Be careful, be vigilant of who you follow on social media. Physically, they can be thousands of miles away. However, intellectually, sitting right there in your living room and influencing you in the most corrupt way. So if you really want to know if you're abiding by the Mishnah's edict of Harchik Mishachin Ra, check who you're following on social media. Are they the people who post Torah ideas and values, inspirational messages, ideas of how you and your family can grow in your Yiddishkeit? Or are they the people who have millions of empty followers who inundate you with all sorts of negative ideas, and they want you to emulate their fake Instagram life for their own financial gain? It seems where every few days we read of another of those influencers who lived a perfect life and had millions of followers has taken their life because the life they portray for the world to see is so antithetical to the miserable lives they are really living. Examine as well, what feeds are you getting from social media? What are your recommendations? Based on your search history, that is what they will continue to feed you. The Gemara says in Masechtas Makkos, "Bederech she'adam roitza leilech," in the way a person wants to go, "molichen oisai," they will lead you there. If you're seeking Torah ideas and ways to improve and elevate yourself and your children's lives, that's what they will continue to recommend. There are so many amazing Torah personalities online these days. If you really want to follow people that stand for Torah mitzvahs, they will overwhelm you with their positive content. And if it's the other road you decide to travel on, they will be more than happy to direct you towards the abyss. And just like Korach, they will swallow you and your possessions into their large sinkhole. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.